Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
And it's taken away, and Goskin got it off the board. It's not, oh, here it is to Briere. He took the shot. Hustling in on the shot on goal. There's a rebound. Oh, and Miller somehow made the save again. Oh, we are not worthy. We are not worthy.
True.
No, we are not worthy.
To have Ryan Miller joining us in the sports bar one day before he goes officially into the Rochester Americans Hall of Fame. Ryan, thanks for giving us time. You will be the 69th member of the prestigious Rochester Americans Hall of Fame. What does the honor mean to you?
Hey guys, how you doing? It's a great honor. I really enjoyed my time in Rochester. I think it's always been something where I feel like it's a pivotal moment in my career. Coming to a team with great history, great fan base, and really stepping into pro hockey with a certain amount of expectation was extremely helpful. I think you come in, you want to like prove yourself, but sometimes I think in some of these American League cities, we would go play in front of a few fans here and there in some cities, and there are other ones that were historically great, but in Rochester, they cared, they showed up, they had an expectation, they had a tradition of winning. And that's something that is a big part of the learning curve when you step into pro hockey. So it was a great place for me to play and extremely proud and happy to get back. It's been a long time.
Yeah, Ryan, I mean, it's great to have you back tomorrow night. Emmerich's taking on Laval as Ryan will be honored at the game. And Ryan, take us back there, because one thing I recall when you were down in Rochester, I mean, that Emmerich team was loaded, and part of it was just where kind of the world was at, the NHL lockout. Like, describe your time and the guys that were around you back then.
Yeah, I got there a couple of years before that went down, so we kind of had a group that was, building towards the NHL, and then some of the guys got some moments of kind of up and down, and you're learning, you're getting some opportunity, and then all of a sudden, boom, the NHL shuts down for what ended up being an entire season. People were hoping it'd be a short, maybe half a year, but for us, it's kind of undisturbed focus. We had a good group, we had a lot of talented players, Pominville, Roy, Vanek, Gostad, guys like that, and guys who all kind of graduated up, but also some great veterans and some other strong players. And Nathan Pace, who's there now coaching. And it gave us this unique opportunity. We were already, not that veteran, but we were, had a lot of established good players. So, with no players being drawn up or sent down or having that kind of AHL, usually there's a little bit of instability surrounding call-ups or injuries and stuff. We just had that year, and we had a great mix of guys, and we all knew that it would be an important year where if we could do something with that season and make a strong push, it set us up really well once the NHL got things sorted out. I think that really was the case for a lot of us. The rest of the world was waiting for the NHL to come back, and we all, I think, we didn't even talk about how it was a great opportunity to do something, and we didn't have to worry about anything else other than, creating a great run with that team. And, I think it benefited a lot of us.
172 career games, 172 appearances over parts of four seasons with the Amerks, 92, 61, and 16. Ryan Miller going into the Amerks Hall of Fame, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. You talked about it. Going up and down from the AHL to the NHL, it happens frequently. I'm curious, from where you sat, I mean, you obviously had an unbelievable NHL career, but you had parts of four seasons here in the AHL with the Amerks. Were there times early in your career where you thought, you know what, I've gotten a taste of the NHL, I don't want to go back, and I kind of draw this line and this parallel to what somebody like a Devon Levi might be thinking now, who's been unbelievable for the Amerks this year, but has had a taste of what it's like to play in the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the tough part. You have a strong organization, and the AHL is a great league, and it is an honor to play for the team. We're red, white, and blue. But when there is a goal of reaching the NHL, there is, you have an affiliation system. You do want to go up. You do want to play at a high level. You do want to prove yourself. So there is always that kind of that tug. But I think we had a good group of guys where we understood the history of the team, the respect that the fan base has for the organization and the history behind it. And it was a nice blend of everything for us. I think it was a great crucible, so to speak. Everyone got to learn in a good way. Everyone was, we're close enough to Buffalo where it's not too hard. There was a moment for there where the affiliation wasn't aligned and the team was in Portland. And I mean, that's, you get kind of jumbled up. The call-ups are a little more strategic, but I thought with everything lined in Buffalo and Rochester, and happy to see that the Pakula has settled that kind of for good, because proximity wise, it's just a great situation.
Ryan Miller, our guest, Amerks taking on Laval tomorrow night. Ryan going into the Amerks Hall of Fame. Ryan, observing your career, I mean, the goaltending position, sure, you have to have that physical talent, but the mental part of the game, and just kind of observing you, how just pretty much even keel. That's just my observation going all the way back to the mid-2000s, your time here, and then going up and doing what you did in the National Hockey League and also representing our country. What would be kind of your advice to a young goaltender, maybe just a youth goaltender? Like, when it comes to the goaltending position, how were you able to develop the mental part of the game?
I think it's just, I loved playing the position enough to be kind of interested in all aspects of it and willing to do the work. I think that's where when you are trying to do something at a high level, you have to be curious about all aspects that can affect it. And you have to be willing to do the work on it, because you're not just going to master something quickly, and you're not going to be as effective as you need to be when you're outside of your age group. As a young hockey player, you're playing in your age group all those different years. And if you are really high in your age group and you're playing well, you know, that's great. But eventually you're going to get to juniors and the age range spreads out. Eventually, if you play well there, you get to the pro hockey and the age range spreads out. You have to be not just good against your peers, you have to be good against everybody. So, I mean, you have to be willing to learn and understand that you don't know everything. And I think that was my lessons early on in Rochester was I definitely had some raw talent and I was going to be able to hang in the NHL, but I just didn't want to hang in the NHL. I wanted to make it and be effective and play at a high level. And, you know, I learned a lot of lessons about how not just to, you know, be a goaltender, but, you know, you have to be kind of more than that. You have to learn how to lead a team and get to the postseason and be effective. We were able to do that as a group in the American League, which is, you know, really valuable moving forward.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Ryan, was there a moment talking about, and when you look back and reflect on your career, was there a moment when you kind of said to yourself, you know, hey, I'm here. I've arrived. I can hang with some of the best in the world, or I can be the best in the world, because many considered you to be the best goaltender in the world for a period of your career.
Yeah, I mean, I always had feeling, even, you know, coming out of college, playing some world championships, getting my first taste of like playing against guys. Like, I remember playing against like Team Mussolini when I was still, you know, a young player in college, hoping to transfer or translate that game into becoming a pro. Hopefully in the next season, there was a little bit of uncertainty around the world championship. Would I be able to come out of that and get a contract? And just kind of testing my game against different levels. You know, that's the first chance when you kind of get outside your age range and play against a broader spectrum of players. And then when you're able to do it at different levels, I think even just the first games I was able to play, even in preseason as a Saber, it's like, okay, like, I remember playing against Brett Hull, you know, in an exhibition game and just being like, okay, like, that's a really hard shot, but, you know, it's a hockey game, and I was able to stop it, so it's just a hockey game, so here we go.
Tomorrow night, you mentioned Pacer. Do you know anybody else that might be coming back for this? Who's coming? I would assume your family as well. Do you know any former teammates?
I got a text of the video board from Blue Cross from Steve Lindgren. So that was pretty cool. Steve was a defenseman for us, and we stayed in contact and stayed pretty close over the years. So be fun to see him. I know that for sure. I think Andrew Peters, he billeted Luke Tuck, who's coming into play against Rochester. So I think he's going to be down there. So anybody else is going to be kind of a surprise. So we'll see what happens.
Ryan, how are you post-career now in NHL? Because we've talked to players in all forms of athletics, whether you're an NFL player or NHL or whatever your sport was. Sometimes afterwards, it's a bit of a struggle to kind of adapt to a new routine or to find a new purpose. How are you?
I think you're handling it pretty well. I think there are moments where you kind of miss being an athlete of that level, that caliber, but your body doesn't agree with you, so you have to find something else. And I kind of slipped into dad mode when I retired. Shortly after I retired, we had our daughter Kaya. So I have a 10-year-old Bodie, boy, and I have a 3-year-old girl named Kaya. So I've been just trying to be there for them. And the other stuff I've done is I worked with the NHL for a little while with hockey operations, doing consulting with the War Room for a couple of years. And then I've been working with the San Jose Sharks for the last 2 years with Mike Greer. So Greer's, he got the job there. He gave me a call, and I wasn't able to join him that first year, but the last 2 years we've been able to, I've been able to work with him there, working with the goalies on development, working to set up the draft for the goalies, make some judgment on who we would like to select, given the possibility, that kind of stuff. And just learning the other side of it, but trying to do it a little bit more on my own time, which is part of the advantage of having a really great old teammate who's a good friend become a GM somewhere. Is, you know, he's allowed me to set my own hours, but when I am there, it's great to work with his group and learn and watch how he's been approaching his rebuild in San Jose.
Ryan, your name came up in a graphic on Sunday. I'm sure you saw it. Here are the list of goaltenders that Alex Ovechkin has scored against. For anybody curious, he got you 19 times there, Ryan. So, your thoughts on you know what that actually meant for the sport on Sunday? What we saw there.
Well, it's a pretty amazing accomplishment. He's truly is obviously a great goal scorer. He's captured the top spot, and he. Unique thing with him is, I mean, he did it through brute strength and he did it through finesse at times. It was cool to be matched up against him over the years. And funny enough, I, for some reason, like just our paths would cross all the time through the hockey world. So like we're playing in an all-star game together in Dallas or hanging out at the Olympics and just crossing paths or playing games. He likes to be chatty. So it was just funny just being that generation where you get to know somebody and then you play against them enough, and you know it's that camaraderie of hockey. And I'm happy for him, just happy to see him do it, because it really solidifies his spot and kind of that generation of hockey taking a big step forward in the record books. You know, I think, you know, between him and Crosby kind of resetting a few things in the books.
Ryan, in the spirit of game recognizing game, when you watch the NHL today, which goaltender makes you go, oh my God, which goaltender makes your hair stand up on your arms when you see them make some of the plays that they make?
I think, well, as far as excitement, I've always liked watching Vasilevsky, but as far as surgically just approaching the game, Hellebuck's been tremendous to watch. He's got everything kind of figured out before everything unfolds. And that's, I respect that a lot, because I really thought that was a good part of my game, where I try to know what's coming at me, try and figure it out and not be too crazy in the net. You know, having to come up with anything too spectacular, because that's so much room for error there. Hellebuck's got himself in such a great position, and he's kind of cut off the player's options so well that makes it look pretty easy. So, you know, those two guys are two guys I'd like to kind of watch. And then it's been watching a lot of our guys in San Jose and really hoping that they can, make a nice push. And this kid Askarov that we have is also fun to watch. So looking forward to seeing him show everybody what he can do.
Ryan, fun fact, the goaltender that holds the single season mark for most shutouts in a year for the Rochester Americans is actually you. But the guy who was one behind you is actually, I can't assume he's going to be between the pipes. I'd like to see Devin Levi out there. I don't know. Have you had a chance to meet Devin, or do you know his game? Because a lot of American Sabre fans kind of excited about, this prospect.
Yeah, I've gotten to meet him a few times over the years, and just with my position in San Jose, I haven't really been able to be too close with him. But I've enjoyed watching, and I have had a chance to meet him, and some of the times I've done some things with the Sabres for some other events. I have paid attention. He approaches the game really well. I like that he's always willing to learn, and he's willing to do the work. And you've been seeing a really focused and strategic approach by him. It's been great to see. And I think his time with the Amherst is exactly what he needs to have kind of that unbroken development time. He needs repetition. You need to get into the lab and do some experimenting. And, I think he's done a great job.
Ryan, it's great having you in the sports bar. We appreciate you making time out of your busy schedule. We're looking forward to your induction tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena. It'll be nice to have you back in Rochester for this honor of being inducted into the Rochester Americans Hall of Fame. Have safe travels, and thanks for the time, bud.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks. Ryan Miller, Hammer great, NHL great. Did great things. That was hearing Jenneret's call. That was such a fun Sabres team. And it's funny how like paths cross because he's bringing a Pacer. Here's what I remember. Okay. It's McKee who gets a infection in his knee against Carolina Game 7. Sabres, like, I think they would have won the cup that year. And having to go in the lineup was Pacer that night. He did a great job, but Carolina ends up winning that game, and that's as close as that group that we love so much, the Sabres, getting to the cup final. They just couldn't get there. Lost in the conference final 7.
Yeah, 92-61-16 record, a 2.34 goals against, a .922 save percentage during the 4 seasons off and on that he was with Rochester. Just a nice run and a worthy induction into the Rochester Americans Hall of Fame. That's tomorrow night with the team hosting Laval at Blue Cross Arena. You can hear all the action on your home for Amherst hockey, the Fan Rochester.
Here's my Ryan Miller story, and I wish maybe the Amherst would bring this back. They used to do a thing, Danger, maybe your days with PXY, you might remember this. They used to do a charity benefit, Amherst service at your dinner. So like the days of like the corporate lunch or the corporate dinner, they kind of going away, but this was at a hotel downtown, and they would have the Amherst come out, and they would be your waiter. And so the executive producer got invited one night, and but the quid pro quo was you're raising money, so like
you're gonna tip your guys.
Yeah, tip Ryan. I gave him a $20 tip, which he probably thought was. Like, honestly, I saw, like, Benjamins flying around.
Of course you did.
Like, I'm, like, the little radio guy. Like, here, my wife, the executive producer, she like a Cabernet here. And, like, you tip them $20.
I feel what you're feeling there. Yeah. But I also think to myself, every little bit helps. So I don't know that you could be judged too harshly for giving a 20 when others are giving 100. I think it all adds up. And that sounds like a great event, a lot of fun. And the fact that you got to tip Ryan Miller at a charity function is kind of cool.
Yeah, and the guys afterward, they were doing karaoke, they were hanging out, so they were having a good time.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, like, that's what they're... If you want to love something about this Amherst team, other than the fact that they win a lot of hockey games and they're playing a really good brand of hockey, all reports are this is a good, fun group of guys. Like, I hear stories from people there at the arena that your people that season ticket holders that have got to spend time with them, like, they're all just good, down-to-earth, fun guys.
Matters.
It does.
When you want to hang out a little longer and you're going to try to sell out for your teammate because this is what's coming up, it's going to get a lot tougher coming up, that all matters. It really does when you take things personally. And to me, you can trace that back to that damn night in Hartford with the stupid Wolfpack shooting the puck after we beat the crap out of them.
Now, last night did not go Rochester's way at Blue Cross Arena. Belleville coming back. Mike Leone after the loss.
We were bad. We weren't good. Not competitive. Not desperate enough. They were way harder than us. And then we gave up a two-goal lead in third period. They scored four goals. Just a lot of guys, no shows tonight. Our skill guys weren't very good tonight at all. Just had no interest in playing in a game like that. And that's what you get. We didn't deserve to win that game.
Sounds like a coach that's gonna get everything right for Friday night.
Well, didn't this sort of happen
a couple nights ago?
Yeah, last Friday night, where you got thumped by Belleville. Belleville's the desperate team.
Yeah.
They can't afford a loss. Their season's over. They want to work in this league. They want to be in the National Hockey League. They have to win games. That was the desperate team. Every team you're going to play now is going to be desperate. You don't think Laval would love to come in Friday night and be like, yeah, you have these hopes of winning the division?
Right.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It'll be a great night tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena. We invite you to come out, and if you can't make it out, we'll have the action for you here on The Fan Rochester. We have Happy Hour coming up next. We'll give you an update of what's going on in Augusta at the Masters. We've got some movement.
Justin Rose now 7-under through 15, so your clubhouse leaders, 68s today for Scottie Scheffler and Corey Connors.
We will also discuss whether or not we should be on TJ Watch. Could the Steelers and T.J. Watt actually be headed for a divorce? We'll explain a little bit of passive-aggressive communication by the star pass rusher of Pittsburgh. We'll get into that and more next. And, of course, we have time for your calls. You can pull up a stool and join us anytime this afternoon at 866-4326, 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.